Give me something.
Hello, punters, and it's that very, very, very special weekend we've been waiting for. It's the biggest weekend of all time when it comes to sport. We have reassembled the team for a very special episode of Give Me Something. We've got AFL, we've got NRL, we've got racing, we've got UFC, we've got sports from all around the world. And I am joined by an absolute star-studded lineup here. We'll start with Nathan Brown, our AFL ambassador. Brownie, how are you going?
Yeah, good to be here, Mick. What a weekend this is going to be. We've got AFL, we've got NRL, we've got the Cox Plate. I cannot wait to get into this. I want to make some punters some money, and the Tigers are back in it. The two best sides are in the AFL Grand Final. Simon Marshall, I'll tell you what, Simon Marshall, it has been winter in Melbourne, it's been lockdown, but he has got a tan like he's got a sunbed at home. This is an extraordinary tan for a man who wouldn't have seen sun for a long, long time.
And there it is, the 6-4 from Brownie. Thank you, Brownie. Nice to be here. I can tell you I've got the liniment on, I've got the away shorts, and I've got the mouth guard in my pocket. Doesn't get any bigger than this weekend. In particular, at Sydney, the Bondi's on. Race 6. Absolutely huge result there with a drifting favourite in Peltzer. Can't wait to sink my teeth into that. Oh, hang on. That's Cox Plate and Moonee Valley. That might be the feature in which we'll discuss and talk about.
Very good, SD. And thank you again for joining Julian Valance and the Bronze Brigade to make sure I look as white and pasty as possible on our show, Three Wide No Cover. Joel Kane, you're up in Sydney. We spoke about the Bondi Stakes, of course, but that's not the big show in town up there. The NRL Grand Final. How excited are you, mate?
What's with you Victorians and this compulsion to bag us Sydney siders? We just go about our business. We're not concerned about too much what's going down there. Look, this is a great time. I saw that little tap on the shoulder there too, SD. That was a little joke. I like that. This is massive. And you had a big, big chance to use the term cavalcade. This is a cavalcade of action. I can't wait for this. I can't believe your man Marlon Pickett. He could have two premierships inside 20 games. I can't believe the Penrith Panthers have won 17 games in a row. They've lost one game all year. They're the outsiders. I'm not tipping them either. It's just an unbelievable weekend of sport. And by the way, I love my racing. I'm absolutely obsessed in that. So this is one hell of a weekend.
Yeah, there you go, Sugar. And as we said, we've got four big sports we're going to talk about. It's three big sports, and Felix von Hoff wanted to be on the show. So we included UFC. Felix, mate, you have become a bit of a jack of all trades here at Sportsbet. You look after a lot of different things. But one thing we do know you're passionate about and you do love, and our fans love it as well here at Sportsbet, is the UFC. 254 at Fight Island, I believe.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good panel we've got set up. We've got Wally, super host, Nathan Brown talking about the footy, Richmond legend, Simon Marshall talking about the horse racing, 16-time Group 1 winner and West Tigers legend talking about the NRL Premiership. Then we've got me, the bloke who once got in a fight outside a fraternity house, talking about the UFC. So we've got a total expert panel, and I'll tell you what, I'm hyped up for Fight Island again.
Love it. Now, how we're going to do it today is how we always did it on Give Me Something. We're going to go around the room, get your best bet for the day for your event, and then we'll put them all into a multi at the end. Look, let's go race book order, as they say. The first of the four events we're going to discuss on this weekend is the Cox Plate, which will take place Saturday afternoon. SD, who are you on?
I'm liking Russian Camelot. The rains are coming, Marge, they say. Friday night, we have the Group 1 Manicato. Rains will be falling there, and all day Saturday they're forecasting rain too, Wally. So in he comes, Russian Camelot. He's very lightly raced. I loved his win over 1,800 metres when he beat Arcadia Queen. Then she reversed the placings, if you like, and beat him in the Caulfield Stakes on a drier track. He excels on the wet going. He gets up to 2,040 metres. Got a great set of lungs. And it was a set play by trainer Danny O'Brien to pick outside barrier for this race too, because he gets a bit claustrophobic, a bit like Big Felix, and small areas. So he'll load up last. He'll be one of the first out of the gates. And I reckon Ollie will sit him in the first half a dozen. The track will be off. 3-4 deep will be the place to be. Russian Camelot, the best of the internationals. I didn't mind Aspitar at a bit of a price at around that $17. He's on the drift now. I loved his German win, right-handed, a really tight turning track like Moonee Valley. And his Group 2 York Stakes win, really good form race out of that. He'll sit up on speed from his inside gate. He'll handle the sting out of the track, and he's my Raffy in the Cox Plate.
There you go, going with Russian Camelot, sticking with Russian Camelot, SD, very good. Nathan Brown, first ever night grand final, first ever grand final in Brisbane at the Gabba, and they couldn't make it. So all we hear all year is about, oh, the grand final should be played interstate, da-da-da. You got the opportunity, you're not there, two Victorian teams. Mate, pretty simply, who wins this one?
I think it's Richmond, Wally. They're the best side in it. They're the best surge side, the best under pressure side. That man Marlon Pickett last week, Shuggy, touched the ball 8 times in the first quarter and fumbled it 8 times. He was very good in the second quarter though, but I think Marlon just needs the one grab this week and he'll be okay. But Richmond, they play surge football. They're talking about a little precipitation up there. Queensland weather, it will be dewy, but also the rains will be coming in March as well. Up there, humid, hot. Richmond, hot in the kitchen. I think they win this. And look, that is my tip. They're about $1.85 at the moment. But if you're going to have a look at the Norm Smith, look no further than Dustin Martin. Since 2017, in finals, winning finals that is, he's played 9 winning finals. 7 of those, he's been best on ground. What's the percentage of that, SD? That's 78%, Brownie. 78% of the time when they win, he's the best man on the ground in finals.
While you're hot on the third person to yourself there, Brownie, who goes to Dusty and shuts him down? Could Blitzarv get a role?
No, he's a steeplechaser, Blitzarv. He can't go with Dusty. The fact of the matter is Geelong don't tag, so they're not going to send someone arm across Dustin Martin. So if Richmond win, he's going to get it all his own way. I'm hearing maybe they'll look at Basher Hooley, though, to tag him maybe from the halfback flank. Maybe a Luke Dalhouse job. But then again, Basher Hooley, in every one of his finals, has never had below 15 disposals ever in a final.
He's very good, Basher. I mean, arguments to be said that he could have won one of those Norm Smiths. He played exceptionally well in both of those that Dusty won. All right, now, very early hours of Sunday morning. Everyone's going to be a little bit dusty. Hopefully the pockets are a little bit fuller from the boys' tips there. You get up to your bacon and eggs, and Felix von Hoff has you sorted for your UFC bet of the card.
Yeah, well, I'll be hoping that Dusty gets up for the Norm Smith, because that's who I'm taking as well with those Brownie statistics. But Khabib taking on Gaethje now here. We've got to remember that Khabib is 28-0 in this main event. So it's going to be very tough, and the odds reflect that at around $1.30. But the best thing to do when you get these sort of fights is you look at it without the odds to start. Khabib's been ducking Tony Ferguson for about 5 fights now. He's finally coming up against the guy that beat him in Justin Gaethje, and it's a horror matchup. Now, we've got to give Khabib credit. He is 28-0, but I reckon Gaethje is a horror matchup, as stated here. He's got defence on the ground. That's going to be the biggest thing against Khabib. He's going to beat him in the striking matchup. It's going to be very tough here to get the win, but at $3.55, I've got to side with Gaethje here. I reckon if he... And we're going to go with points as well. We're going right towards the end for the value. I think Khabib still gets him down at least 2 rounds and he wins those rounds. But Gaethje's going to be able to match it, maybe catch him with an uppercut on one of those takedowns. And you stuff those takedowns, the judges are going to award that more than they would against any other fighter. So there is value in Justin Gaethje to end the unbeaten record of Khabib on Sunday morning.
Very good, Felix. Juicy odds too. The last time I think we saw a head-to-head in a final of sorts odds like that was Hawthorn beating Geelong in 08.
Does he knock him out?
So I just thought I'd bring that back in, SD. If we can't be there on grand final, we'll be there in spirit. Joel Kane, we finished this massive weekend up there in Sydney. Grand final, packed stadium. You must be excited, mate. Now, this looks like a coin toss, but you're far smarter than us when it comes to the NRL. How do you see this one faring, mate?
Oh, look, I've got to be honest here, Wally. I'm heavily skewed because I've got a small island rolling on the Melbourne Storm, the Purple. So I'm heavily invested there. I've had a little cheeky Rod Laver, cheeky saver on Penrith 1-12. It's going to be a dour affair. What we have, we've also got the rain coming Marge up here in Sydney as well for the grand final. And what we do have, we have a referee, Jared Sutton. Now, as much as you've got to study the opposition, you've got to study the referees. Now, you can literally stand in front of him. Now, he'll do this for both sides, which means both teams are on top of each other. And I hate this bet. I hate this bet unders because you're just cheering on nothing to happen. But unders, to me, looks an absolute morally. It's just going to be a grinding affair, the two best defensive teams in the competition. So looking forward to that. I've thrown all the calculations in as far as likely Clive Churchill winner goes, you know, what history says, you know, X percent of age between this bracket, X percent of played in grand finals before and so on and so on and so on. It spits out one name only who had a shocker last time he played in a grand final and he's a star player, Cameron Munster. Cameron Munster, $10. I like him. Stephen Crichton for Penrith. He's my bet of this match. This kid scores just about every single game. He's an athlete. He's a superstar. He's got kick out. He's foiled back on the left-hand side. $2.75 or thereabouts.
Hey, Sugar, I'm a big fan of the names in sport, mate, when we talk Senator Siva, Nick Natanui. Can you give me something about Pappenhausen?
Well, Pappenhausen. I love Ryan Pappenhausen. Tina Fasumala Awi, he's a gun as well. Oh, there's some plenty of big names. Nelson Asofa Solomona, try and stop him. 10 metres out. Jesse Bromwich and Nelson, they're about $40 first try scorer. I have some of that as well, boys. But I want to say something. I'm looking forward to the AFL Grand Final here. But can you guys stop whinging down there? People are whinging. I know you love your tradition, right? Oh, it's not in Melbourne, so we're going to take some grass up there and plonk it up there. I mean, please, no one cares about that little patch coming up from Melbourne to Brisbane. The other thing is, oh, it's going to be a night grand final. I can tell you this, breaking news, this will be the highest rated AFL grand final in the history of the game, and you'll be stuck on nighttime grand finals because that's where you should be. It's an absolute moral. It's going to be the highest rating game you've ever seen. And finally, you'll catch up because you guys still have distracted umpires who know nothing about how people play the game. Distracted umpires still vote on your major award of the season. I find that absolutely ludicrous. But in saying that, we made a mockery of our awards this year too. So there you go.
Oh, he gets a bit of white line fever here, doesn't he?
Sure. I don't think anyone here is going to argue with the last point around the Brownlow. But I'll tell you one thing. I know that it doesn't mean a lot to anybody up there, but I can almost guarantee you that 22... Richmond players will run out to the Gabba and they'll be pretty happy.
We're all fans of sport, Mick, aren't we? We love the AFL, we love the boxing, we love the NRL. I can't wait for Wally Lewis and Alfie Lang to play a blinder this weekend. I think they're going to be super.
We do indeed. Well, let's go around your best of the weekend again. Brownie, we'll start with you.
Yep.
Cox Plate is...
Russian Camelot in the Cox Plate, and it's going to be a Cleary weekend up there for the NRL.
We're going to multi that into Brownie's pick.
Richmond head-to-head, they're about $1.85 at the moment.
The value comes from Felix here.
Justin Gaethje to knock off Khabib's unbeaten record at $3.55.
Now, Shug's given us plenty of value. Your very best bet of the day, Shug.
Crichton to score. Stephen Crichton, superstar athlete, $2.63. That'll boost your multi up nicely.
Certainly will. That's going to be heaps. There you go. Joined by four of the best here at Sportsbet. We wish everybody out there a cracking GWOT, as we're calling it, the greatest weekend of all time, sport or otherwise. It doesn't get any bigger than this. Have a cracking weekend. Gamble responsibly if you do choose to do so. And be safe out there and enjoy yourself. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mickey.
Up there, Kazaley. Let's go, boys.
West side.
Give me something.